If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Gianni DiGiovanni.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Destiny 2 is officially done as Bungie wraps development. The price of PlayStation Plus is going up just like everything else. And Forza Horizon is breaking lap times and records for the series. Here is the news for Sunday, 24th of May, plus all the upcoming games launching this week. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
Had a pretty good run, but Guardians, the Destiny 2 adventure is officially over as Bungie announces that the next update will be its last. In a post on their website on the 9th of June, the game will get its final update, but will continue to be playable for a long time after that. There are a bunch of final challenges which will be added, and my favorite Sparrow Racing League will be back too, but that's it. For the looter shooter. It's kind of sad, actually. Mitch and I played a lot of Destiny back in the day. Heaps. So much, in fact. And so I do feel like a sort of a sadness. And while I have 100% moved on from that game, it is a sad thing to see that finally reach its end.
Bungie did say that their next chapter is still to come. And the next game hasn't been decided yet, but surely they'll concentrate on the marathon development in the interim. Jason Schreier over at Bloomberg is reporting that with the end of active studio development on Destiny 2, major sackings are expected at the Sony-owned studio. Destiny 2 first released in 2017 and has moved between console generations, but this seems to be the last chapter in the series for now. Check out the linked post for the full patch notes, and we'll see you out there, Guardians. Speaking of PlayStation, they've done it again and increased their prices, but this time for their PlayStation Plus. The 1 month subscription price will increase by a dollar, so it becomes $10.99 USD or $14.95 Australian. And then the 3 month subscription increases by $3, so the new price is $27.99 USD or $43.95 Australian. Let's be real, it could have been a lot worse, but people are still pretty annoyed considering they only recently announced an increase to the PlayStation 5 consoles. The new prices will roll over starting May 20 for new customers or the next time your subscription is up for renewal.
Sony is saying that ongoing market conditions is the reason for the price increase, but some people are saying, well, Xbox just cut their price of Game Pass, so is that really true? Like, does that actually make sense? It's a digital subscription as well. It's not like there's a physical thing you need to do. So, you know, shipping PlayStations around the world is expensive, and we can kind of understand why. Those chips are more expensive too. Bit of a tricky one to understand. The price change does come at 6 months before the release of GTA 6, which we hope will be happening this year, but people have pointed out that the PlayStation Plus subscription is required to play GTA Online, so it's maybe to prepare for the increase of people wanting to play. Who knows? But we do need to pay money to play online with friends, and we've already played for the game, so we'll just keep paying more and 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 more. The latest Forza Horizon game, Forza Horizon 6, has had people smashing race times but also smashing player numbers. It's immediately beaten its predecessor's all-time Steam record with 130,000 concurrent players, and that's just on PC. Obviously, it's on Xbox as well, and people are playing there too. And apparently, that's only counting the people who paid extra for early access. Forza Horizon 5 peaked at around 81,000 players in 2021.
Forza Horizon 6 has already beaten Pokemon Pokopia and Resident Evil Requiem's Metacritic scores, which is kind of insane. And despite the fact that the game isn't dramatically different from the previous entry, except for the Japanese setting. Give the people what they want, I guess. But maybe this will be Game of the Year contender? Probably high on Mitch's list this year. That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
The famous British spy is back with a new game, 007 First Light. Fee, I don't know if you've heard the Lana Del Rey song, which is the theme for this. I really like it.
I have not.
Oh, you should definitely give it a listen. The action adventure game follows James Bond as a young recruit in MI6's training program. It's a reimagined origin story and has everything: fight scenes, high-speed chases, espionage, lots of fun gadgets. You can pick it up on pretty much everything on the 27th.
Blueberry is a heartfelt, story-driven puzzle game that makes you climb the tower of life and live through key memories from childhood to old age as she navigates love, loss, and self-discovery. It's very much an emotional story about trauma, resilience, and forgiveness. You can play it on PC, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5 and Switch on the 28th.
That one's got an Australian connection too. The developer lived in Australia when much of it was being developed. And we've got an interview on Lightmap. If you dig back into the Sifter archive, search for Blueberry, you'll be able to find one there. Also out on the 28th is Crash Out Crew, the latest game from peak developers Aggro Crab. You work at Denial Shipping, the world's most efficient warehouse, in this online co-op. And it's up to you and your friends to fulfill orders without damaging the products. It's a bit moving out. I think we're going to love this one, Fiona. It looks incredibly chaotic and fun, and you can play it on PC and Xbox on Thursday.
Get ready to play some tennis as your favorite character in Nickelodeon Extreme Tennis Next. There are 15 iconic characters to choose from, including Aang, SpongeBob, CatDog, Arnold, and you can go head-to-head with your friends in couch co-op or have fun in the story mode. Smash your way to victory when it comes to PC, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5 and Switch on the 28th.
This is one of the games I'm most excited for this week. From the developers of Shovel Knight comes a new game, Mina the Hollower. You play as Mina and she's thrown into a desperate mission to rescue a cursed island. It's a bit spooky, a little bit spooky. You fight monsters with whips or swords or hammers. You can kind of choose how you want to play and you avoid hazards and build up your arsenal of sidearms. It's got that pixel art style of the Game Boy Color Zelda games, but importantly, I've spoken to the developers this week about the game, and you can look forward to that on Lightmap coming up very shortly, but it's actually not a Zelda game. So think about that when you're playing it. You see it there. You can pick it up on the 29th on all platforms.
Also out on the 29th is Starvester, like Harvester. It's a short game about expanding a star system-wide factory to build giant megastructures in space. You use your drones to harvest the power of the stars and other resources and unlock heaps of upgrades. Create Space Constructions when it launches on PC on Friday.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Gianni DiGiovanni. Thank you so much for listening.
Do you like gaming hardware? Well, we've been adding more and more gaming hardware reviews to our site, including the new EPROMaker RT98 keyboard and the Acer Predator Helios 18 AI. So jump over to sifter.com.au and click on the hardware tab if you're looking for your next bit of kit. That address again is sifter.com.au.
Sifter is produced by Kiona Bartholomaeus, Kyle Boletto, Naomi Jackson, Chris Button and Adam Christou, Mitch Lowe and Kat Jarn, our senior producers. Mitch edited this episode. No, he didn't. I did it. I'm editing this episode. Mitch has done nothing on this one. He's being a slacker. I don't know what he's doing. And my name is Gianni DiGiovanni. I'm Sifter's executive producer and script editor and video editor this episode.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcast.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then. Hey there, Gianni here on Lightmap, Sifter's interview podcast. Mina Shamali from ABC Classics Game Show joins us once again to go back through the best soundtracks of 2025, and there might be a theme that connects them all.
It could be that composers are unafraid to write songs and bring lyrics to the foreground. You see it with a few dimensions, the few of these chords you're going to hear today. And not that it wasn't always the case, but I feel like composers have become more fearless around this, and I'm quite enjoying that because it expands what it means to be a video game score.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can watch it on YouTube or head to our website, sifter.com.au.